Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, May 27, 2025 edition. So far, Fred, Scott, and Jim, you've all texted me, Missy. You're getting the link to the website. You may have heard at the news break, GruberHealth.com. That is for Steve Gruber's listening audience, so that when they go to that website, Missy knows that you came through Steve Gruber's advertising. If you go through TruckerRandyHealth.com, she knows that you came from our show, and that's how you'll get the special package that she's not offering to Gruber people or any other advertisers that she advertises on. You're only going to get the fence setter package by going to TruckerRandyHealth.com. I recommend, if you're serious about losing some weight before 4th of July, that you schedule a free phone consultation as soon as possible, because she's got to ship you out a hand cradle so that you can plug it into your computer. You can access a website to her computer in Battle Creek. She can scan you and then print out that report for herself to read, and then email it to you simultaneously so that you can read along with her. What she'll do is she'll tell you, go to page 17 in the back. She'll look at those markers that are the most out of balance and be able to show you, tell you exactly what it is, like she did for this lady from Manistee. If you've got one or two particular cells that are malfunctioning in your body, she'll be able to tell you immediately. You'll read the report because she emails it to you and she goes through it with you. She'll spend another 45 minutes to an hour with you after the scan. But then she infuses the frequencies into the metabolic formula along with the supplements that your body needs, and she will send them to you as part of the package. All you have to do is get the scale, download the app on your phone, and be able to weigh yourself every single morning. Every single morning, you'll see your weight. You'll be able to see your percentage of body fat, your BMI, your water, your hydration, your muscles, your skeleton weight. All of it is broken down for you on a daily basis. And like you once get started on this program, like so many others, you'll see the scales start coming down. But most importantly, percentage of body fat and hydration. Those are the two main markers she follows on a daily basis. They will set you up on a text messaging system every day at 12 noon. As soon as I get off this microphone, her AI computer bot, Hope, sends me a text message. I need to know your weight for today. You put in the weight, she comes right back, and your percentage of body fat. You put in your body fat, she comes back. Finally, your hydration for today. You're dehydrated. Your cells look like dried up raisins. That's what your cells look like in your body. Because you're not retaining nutrients, you're not retaining vitamins, you're not retaining anything that you may be taking. You're wasting your money on vitamins, folks. Because your cells are like dried up raisins and they can't retain the nutrients. When you hydrate, you then become plump grapes. Those plump grape cells can retain the vitamins, the nutrients that she provides to you during fat burn. This is only a short period of your life. Folks, I lost 80 pounds in 4 months and 4 days. I went on a crash course with her and I stayed on fat burn longer than most of you ever will. I lost 80. Now, the thing of it is, you might only need to lose 20, 30, 40, or 50 pounds. I did that in 2 months. I went from 297 down to 257 within a matter of a month or two. I mean, it was amazing what happened. And then from there, it just kept going down, 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 till I got to 217, and I went, okay, I'm good. Some people ask me, Randy, are you dying of cancer? Dude, you're like anemic compared to the way you were last year. And it's like, no, I just got down to my absolute goal weight and I'm locked in and that's where I'm at. You need to do this and you need to take advantage of this program before Friday. Text me, Missy. I will send you the link to the website, truckerrandyhealth.com. If you really want to be prepared for the free phone consultation, listen to interviews number 2 and number 4, like a 2x4. Listen to 2 and 4. Why it's not your fault that you can't lose weight. And number 4, autophagy, taking the trash out of your body. You listen to those two and do your phone consultation with her. You're prepared. You tell her up front. Randy said I had to listen to 2 and 4. I listened to 2 and 4. I'm good to go. How do I get this scan? How do I take advantage of this $200 off stem cell patches for 30 days and a wellness scan when you're done with fat burn? You decide how low you want to go. And me, it was 80 pounds. That was my goal, and I hit it within 4 months and 4 days. You don't need to lose 80 pounds. I mean, I basically lost a person. But you may not need to lose that much. You can do it quicker. 4th of July, folks, is 38 days away from right now. If you want to look better, you want to go to 4th of July picnic parties, and you want to be able to walk in and people go, wow, what have you done? You dropped 20, 30 pounds in a month? What the heck, dude? Well, this you can do. So again, text me, Missy. I'll send you the information after the show. I totally believe in this program. Listen to the commercial. I am the yo-yo diet king. I have lost hundreds of pounds in my life. I've tried everything. That lady from Manistee, she's been fat since she was 13 and she's 70. She's been dealing with this for 57 years of her life. And Missy figured it out in a 20-minute scan. I can't wait to hear back when she reports to us in like 30, 40, 50 days for this woman. I don't know how much weight she needs to lose, but I cannot wait for Missy to give us a progress report. Can't wait. So again, text me, Missy. I'll send you the information. This offer on this package, folks, is only good until Friday. After Friday, she's going back to normal prices. If you want the stem cell patches, you're paying for those. If you want the wellness scan, that's another $250 at the end. She's including this for my listeners only. That's why you have to go to truckerrandyhealth.com and schedule the free phone consultation. I got one story left for today out of Lansing. And I mentioned it before. I talked about it many times. I talked about it in the previous hour. Well, I did not realize that this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, has now crossed into new unexplored territory with the link that it's taken her to call a special election in the politically competitive 35th State Senate District. Listen to this. Here's the history, folks. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has made history. No governor since the advent of the full-time legislature has taken longer, according to MERS research, of 118 legislative and congressional vacancies. It's yet to be seen if the vacancy in the Tri-City seat left by now U.S. Congresswoman Christine McDonnell Rivett, Democrat of Bay City, will extend longer than any since the mid-1960s. However, it's clear no governor has taken longer to set a special election date to fill a vacancy since the new state constitution, which was amended in 1963. As of Friday, Whitmer has now waited 140 days to call a special election whose outcome could significantly have repercussions on the Senate's partisan power structure. Right now, Democrats are up 19 to 18 Republicans, and the 35th is a swing district. Well, based on several weeks of research, the previous longest was set by Governor John Engler, who took estimated 90 days to set the special election when State Representative Teola Hunter left January 17th for Wayne County government. Later that spring, she ran for Wayne County Clerk. Detroit Mayor Coleman A. Young and House Minority Leader Lou Dodak publicly chided Engler back in March of 1992 for not having set a date. But by the time the filing deadline rolled around, which was May 12th, a candidate list published by the Detroit News had the eventual winner, Triette Lipsy Reeves, running for that vacant seat down in Detroit District 5. 1992, Democrat Mayor Coleman A. Young was ripping John Engler for not filling that vacancy. This is absolutely amazing. And again, I laid it all out. She can't call that election. If she does, a Republican will win it, and they will have gridlock in the state Senate. The House is already controlled by the Republicans. If she ends up with gridlock in the Senate, she is absolutely dependent upon the Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist to take care of any tie votes for the next year and a half of her governorship. He is going to absolutely use that against her to make sure she comes out and endorses him to be the next governor of the state of Michigan, and she's already said she doesn't want to do that. She is going to make history, folks. Mark my words. And you people that live in the 35th State Senate District, you need to be calling the governor's office and blowing up her phone, demanding a special election. You don't have a state senator. You are not represented right now. You have no voice in Lansing, in the senior chamber known as the state Senate. Your state representatives need to be part of this process. Give them a call. Bill G. Schutte, representative Republican for Midland. That's off the top of my head. Saginaw Bay County areas, I'm not sure who your reps are, but you need to be calling them, blowing up their phones too. This is unprecedented, folks. 140 days as of Friday. This woman's going on 5 months without calling a special election with no representation for these people. 270,000 people don't have a state senator. Call the governor's office and call your state reps. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
In Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final segment of today. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Again, if you would like to have any of this information sent to you today, we've got the phone set up for a couple of different responses. Missy, to take advantage of the Fence Setter Program purchase discount that she's offering through Friday. Text me, Missy. If you'd like the direct link to riskitfest.com, text me FEST, F-E-S-T, for the festival that we're doing on Saturday, June 21st at the New South location for the Iron Pig. Fun Shoot or Pig Roast, that is on Saturday, July 19th. Text me either Fun Shoot or Pig Roast, or like Tim Tarjeff did, F-S. For Fun Shoot, PR for Pig Roast. I got that. Got it. Luckily, I was able to see that one and send it to you. The phone has folders set up, so make sure you text exactly what I asked for so that the phone sees it and auto responds back to you. Fun Shoot or Pig Roast. So we'll get that information to you. The event is July 19th, Saturday, Central Lake, Michigan, from noon to 4 p.m. Again, we're looking for kits. Bring the children, the great-grandchildren, the grandchildren, the neighbor kid. I don't care. Bring them. We are going to teach them firearm safety. They'll shoot a handgun 22 caliber as well as a long rifle 22. And they'll be able to take the targets home to show mom and dad what they did with grandpa and grandma. So we're excited. Bring the kids with you. They are absolutely free. We'll even feed them for you. So greatly appreciate you guys doing that. Again, we're excited. We've got lots of information for you this week. One thing I did want to remind you, and I want to thank Brian from Wolverine. He responded to our discussion we had about our legal defense fund. We went to the P.O. Box there, 650 Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49615, and found his check there for $100. And we're going to be updating the Legal Defense Fund on the website, givesandgo.com. Appreciate that, Brian. Thank you very much for your donation. We'll be posting it on the website as soon as I get off the air today. And you'll be able to see Brian from Wolverine. Thank you, Brian. Greatly appreciate that. If you would like to contribute, we're up to $3,100 so far that we've raised. Text me legal, L-E-G-A-L, and my phone will send you the link to the website. As well as Michigan Broadcasters LLC is who you make the checks out to. Mail them to our P.O. Box 650-650, Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49615. If you're driving, you didn't have an opportunity to write that down, just when you get a chance, text me legal, and I'll send you the information, and you can help donate to our campaign. We greatly appreciate that. One last thing I did want to mention today that we're looking forward to this week in Lansing. They're back in session today. And again, we've been following the budget very closely. Well, the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, came out with a statement that what the senators passed on Wednesday a week ago, now actually 2 weeks ago, and then 2 days later on Friday, the consensus revenue projection report came out. What the Speaker of the House said, Matt Hall, was that basically what the senators passed on Wednesday was unconstitutional based on Friday's consensus projection report that came out 2 days later that Friday. As a result, he called on the state senators to go back and to come up with a new proposal, one that was constitutional. Well, Sarah Anthony, state senator, chair of Appropriations Committee, took offense to what Matt Hall said. She actually ran into the House chamber while they were in session, demanded the microphone. Well, the Republicans are in control of the House. They denied her request and told her to get in decorum, which means basically leave the building or face being removed by the redcoats. Well, she stormed off into the Democratic caucus room, demanding that all the House Democrats follow her in there. Well, no problem, because they're in the minority. It didn't matter. She held her own little mini caucus over top of the House minority leader and basically scolded them for allowing them to listen to Matt Hall and the Republicans with regards to the budget they passed in the Senate. Demanded that they do better in standing up to the Speaker in the House Republican majority. Well, the press was there, of course, covering it. She said that what they did was constitutional because based on when they passed it, they didn't have the new numbers that didn't come out until 2 days later. So basically, they said they demanded a retraction from the Speaker. Well, Matt Hall basically, again, said, please leave our chamber. Not going to retract anything. The facts are the facts. When you passed the budget, you knew darn well this report was coming out 2 days later, but you rushed it through to get your proposal out there. Man. Soap opera going on in Lansing, folks. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when